HMO. Hey, Bill. I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
As well. I have just finished my groceries for my trip to the mountains, and we'll be heading out here in the next hour, hour and a half, so I'm looking forward to it.
Where are you going this weekend?
15, 20 minutes southeast of Highlands. My nephew owns some property up there on a river, and we're going to go camp up there.
Cashers in that area, would it?
100% sure, to tell you the truth. I've got the address, but it's just the address of the property. I'm not sure what it may be near, other than I know you go almost to Highlands or go to Highlands and cut back. I'm not 100% sure.
Be too far for me.
Come over and visit. We're going to be there all the way through Sunday.
Radio with you?
I cook radio and my handy talkie.
Your handy talkie DMR or the, well, you have your 878, yeah, it's DMR.
718.
If I can't get a hold of you Sunday after church, I know we got plans tomorrow with the Weiss family, so I'll be doing that all day.
So we're probably going to be leaving probably about noon on Sunday so we can get back and get unpacked and get ready for the work week. But maybe we can at least get on the radio. I'm going to carry my hotspot and try to get my DMR going. If I do and I got phone service, I'll text you and we'll see if we can get on DMR.
And I'll make sure I keep mine with me this weekend.
I'll put it on the North Carolina band or code plug or whatever you call it. And see if I can get you maybe Saturday sometime, Saturday evening. Once we settle around the campfire.
Give me a shout. I'll try to keep mine on all weekend so I can get keep an ear out for you.
That's it. Well, I am almost back to the house, so I'll say 73s. I got to collect the last of the items in the house, which is just one bag of clothes, and then wait on my wife. She always takes a little longer to get ready than I do.
For saying that, you might get a couple extra bruises.
I'm not listening to the radio, so I'll be all right. But I don't say it in front of her.
Y'all have a good time and enjoy yourselves. And again, if there's anything I can do, I'll have the radio with me, so just give me a shout. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Patrick, you be safe and whatever you're doing. So, 73s and 4WHM, I'll be clear.
KX, T and 4, VWA.
KX, hey Steve.
Patrick, where you been, boy?
Sick 1 week, got the stomach bug and took me down for a little bit. And then I've had my wife riding with me. So I've been in and out just trying to get caught up and try to get back in the groove of things since I got the truck now.
Sure, that's good. But I was going to ask you, how is it doing? I mean, just doing the way you expected?
Doing good. I took and had it serviced this morning, had a full service done on it, so find out if there was any issues or anything to watch out for. Nothing major, so we're going to let her ride for a little bit and try to make some money.
I tell you what, I know that's a relief to be back on track again, isn't it?
Not completely there. I'm having to recover my business that I lost from dealing with all that, but we're getting there.
There you go. Well, listen, you know, the club meeting's Monday night.
You and Dave were talking about that earlier, and I didn't get a chance to chime in there.
that I'm going to make it. I'm hoping I'm going to feel like making it. Anyhow, did you hear me telling him about this tooth?
I did hear him, or hear you telling him about that tooth. Man, I know that's got to hurt.
I've had more fun other different ways in the past, so anyhow, it is what it is. One way or another, this too shall pass. So, anyhow, I hope I feel like going Monday night, and I hope you'll be over there.
Dave said something about Ariel had something going on. Do you know what it is?
No. Now, did you get on the email list?
I got busy with everything else and just slipped my mind.
Listen, I'll go back in my emails and I tell you what, now you've got my phone number, right?
But I have a real easy email to remember.
Boss.
It is PCKeever@gmail.com.
He what?
Keever, my last name.
Spell it. KEEVER.
You got it correct.
Okay, so PC Keever.
Yes, sir. That's it.
@gmail.
And it's also on QRZ.
Go ahead and I'll see if I can't go ahead and forward some of those to you. Some of those emails on the email chain, especially the ones about the meeting, and we'll go from there. How's that sound?
Make a plan. I'll make plans to attend. Unless something comes up, I should be there.
Now, who else was that was sitting there with us at the last meeting?
That was K2RCL Russell.
That's right. K2RCL, are you out there?
Well, K.
Apparently Russell's not out there. KO4, I didn't catch all of it. Jump in there.
Okay, this is Steven. I'm down in Pendleton. Heard a little bit about the net meeting, or the meeting. I'd like to be interested in location and time. I might be available to attend.
Amateur Radio Society. And we're just a ham club, and we had our field day, and we are national competitors on that field day. They scored 10,600 points on the last field day, which is really good for a small club. And we do all kinds of stuff. And we meet the second Monday of each month at 7 o'clock on Highway 290 at the Woodmen of the World building. If you go online, you'll see the address. And it's Greer Amateur Radio Society.
Wrap that up. I'm over near Pendleton, and I recognize the name 290 for the highway, but I'm unfamiliar with the area, so I'll have to do a little more research, find out just how far that is from me.
Well, Greer is probably going to be in an hour's drive for you. Now, there is another club that meets in Greenville on the first Monday of each month, and that's the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And they meet at the Red Cross building at 7 o'clock on Monday nights. That might be a little better fit for you, but we'd love to have you over in Greer.
Out of Greer, retiring from BMW, so I'm familiar with the Greer area. Yeah, it is about an hour. This is the club I've been checking in with on various nights when I get availability to do so. I kind of like to meet some of the guys in person and sit down and talk to them face to face. That'd be interesting.
The 146-610 net every night at 9 o'clock, that's the Blue Ridge Bunch over at Greenville that runs that. But there's a whole bunch of the guys that check into that net from the Greer Club. And like I said, they meet on the second Monday of each month at 7 o'clock, and you'll have to get that address. I can't remember the address of that building there. It's only about a mile and a half, maybe 2 miles, out of downtown Greer on Highway 290.
I'll see what the wife says about scheduling time, and we'll see what happens. Thank you for the information. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Anytime. Look forward to seeing you. I hope I'll be there Monday night. Patrick, you're still there, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I was just stepped aside so you could tell them that information.
Hold Russell and remind him about Monday night. I tell you what, he's getting up on the HF now, and he's doing pretty good with it. Now, Gary, KN4NUE, I bet he'd have a pretty good time over there, too. But he takes off on weekends and goes to his cabin. I'm not sure if he'd be back on that Monday night. We've got to get a hold of him, too.
I don't know how to get a hold of him. I can get a hold of Russell.
I can yank Russell's chain. I got his number. Well, so, are you better now?
I'm back at work all week this week. It was a stomach bugging, man. It lasted about 3 days, and it was rough.
Did you sell a lot of Buicks? What? You know, I just don't like to get it. I just don't like to get that, you know, that throwing up, that praying to the porcelain gods. It's just no fun at all.
It is not at all any fun.
It's not a good way to lose weight either. You know, I'm on a diet. I've been doing that keto diet. And, buddy, let me tell you what, I've lost 21 pounds. I got 15 more to go.
Just 20 pounds in about two and a half days there.
Committed method.
Dehydrated and had a rough go with that. That was what made it the worst for me. I was down here Wednesday when I started getting sick. And it took me about 4 hours to get home because I had to just stop and lay down in the back of the truck because I just didn't have the energy to go anymore.
Wow. It's probably just a stomach bug. It wasn't COVID related. So have you had your shot?
I had the shot. Not saying I won't ever take it, but I'm a little hesitant. I know there's people out there that think that you got to go get it right now. I'm perfectly healthy. I've had COVID. I've fought it off with no help. So I'm just going to bide my time a little bit.
Our illustrious Joe is making some threatening comments and trying to threaten people into getting the shot now. And CNN just fired 3 people for not having had their COVID vaccination. So I'm going to tell you something. All that does is just make me buck up and say, you ain't going to force me to do anything.
I'm right there with you. Hey, Steve, I got a phone call, so I'm going to step out for just a minute. KO4HDX, and I'll be clear.
Hope she's good looking, son. 73, KN4VWA, clear.
4HDX, monitoring.
I thought we got rid of you.
I'm like a bad habit. You just can't get rid of me.
What was that? I'm trying to remember that old saying. Good things come to those who are patient or wait. Something like that. Well, not always.
What are you out doing today?
I had to go down and fix a door in my building, and I've done that. Then I'm headed back to the house, and I'm going to jump on a 60-inch ZTR, and I have got about 5 acres to cut. So I'm going to put on my stereo hearing protection. protection, crank up some Rock 101, and I'm going to go to cutting grass. Doesn't that sound like so much fun?
You and I got a different opinion of fun.
It'll be fun once I get it finished, and I don't have to deal with it. That way I'll have the rest of my weekend free to go cook out and have a good time and do what I want to do. You know those 857s I got in my head in my truck?
Yeah, I heard you telling Dave that something happened to one of them.
Well, no, what's wrong? And I'm going to have to bench them and see what's going on with them. So, I don't know. What's that old saying?
It's always something.
Truth anymore.
You in today?
Sitting over here on Lawrence Road waiting to meet another distributor. I normally don't have a route on Friday right now.
Wow. Well, does that mean that you can go out and freestyle it?
Just means my route shrunk so much that I'm basically just working 3.5 days a week.
Make a living off of that?
But not the one I want to.
Is that part of what you were talking about, building it back up?
Nothing to do with it, but the way our routes work, we have a guaranteed head count. My head count has shrunk so much that I've been trying to get Matco to come in and fix it, and right before the truck got hit, they had come in and resurveyed it, but then our truck got hit, and so we had to put it all on hold, and then COVID has affected it even more. And now you got all these people leaving the automotive industry to go to other jobs that have more pay and more benefits. So I don't know what's going on. I've been losing a lot of customers, and every shop I go to is looking for help. And just they can't get cars out, so they're having a hard time making money too.
Well, you know, I just don't understand it. I mean, sure, there's shortages everywhere, but great day. Come on now. I know part of it is people sitting around collecting money from the government, but goodness gracious, there's jobs out there where you could make more money than that. But anyhow, you know. Well, listen, I just pulled into the hacienda, and I'm going to get out here, and I'm going to start being a good husband and start cutting some grass, bro. So, I hope you guys shows up pretty quick, and I hope that route gets a lot bigger right quick-like. I will talk to you soon. As a matter of fact, I may call you on Monday and let you know whether I'm going to make it to that meeting or not. KN4, VWA, don't run over anybody. Clear.
Careful out there on the mower. Have a good weekend, and I hope that tooth doesn't bother you too bad. And, yeah, just give me a call, and I'll let you know if I'm going to make it Monday or not for sure. So 73C-KO4-HKX, and I'll be on the side.